Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
Once again, we bring you the thrilling adventures of The Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Several years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible Shadow belongs. Today's drama, Drums of Doom. The Rivoli Theater. Against the backdrop of a surrealist jungle scene, a tall, slender girl writhes in the erotic contortions of a native Haitian dance. In the audience are Lamont Cranston and Margot Lane.
Lamont, have you ever seen such dancing? She's wonderful.
It's unbelievable, Margot. She's all over the stage at once.
Those tom-toms give me the shivers.
It's the most amazing interpretive dancing I've ever seen. It's the highlight in Louise Merlot's career, all right.
This is the Macomba number, isn't it?
Yes. It's based on a native sacrificial dance of Haiti. According to the program note, no white man has ever seen it performed.
Look at her now. Standing motionless in the middle of the stage, staring up as though she were hypnotized. Something's wrong, Lamont. The curtain's coming down.
Yes. I wonder...
Ladies and gentlemen! I regret to announce that due to a sudden indisposition, Miss Renaldo will be unable to continue her performance.
Yes?
Miss Lane?
I'm Miss Lane. Why, you're Louise Renaldo, the dancer.
Yes, they told me I might find Mr. Cranston here. It is very important that I see him.
Well, I'm expecting him shortly. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
That was a brilliant performance you gave last night. I hope your sudden illness was nothing serious.
Illness?
That unfortunate interruption in your performance last night.
Yes, yes, it was most unfortunate. In the midst of life, there is always death.
What?
Which is nothing, an old proverb.
Oh, that's probably Mr. Cranston now. Will you excuse me?
Of course, Miss Lane.
Hello, Margot.
Lamont, Louise Ronaldo, the dancer's here to see you.
She wants me?
Yes. She seems terribly frightened about something.
Well, go in and find out what it's all about. Hello, Miss Ronaldo. Miss Lane tells me you wanted to see me.
Yes, Mr. Cranston. It is very important. Could I speak to you alone?
You can speak freely in front of Miss Lane.
Very well. I wanted to show you this. I know you have made a study of these things, Mr. Cranston, and I hoped you would be able to help me.
Where did you get this?
I found it in my dressing room last night. Then, during the performance, I happened to look up in the scenery loft. A larger one hung up there, suspended in midair like an omen of the devil. That is when I screamed. Oh, Mr. Cranston, you've got to help me. I'm in terrible danger.
Why, it's just a piece of black satin cut out in the shape of a little hand.
Have you a pair of scissors, Margot?
Yes. Just a minute, Lamont.
Oh, Mr. Cranston, I don't know what to do. They're after me.
Come now, Miss Ronaldo. You've got to pull yourself together.
Here are the scissors.
Yeah, thanks, Margot. Now, we'll cut open this hand. Just as I thought. A bone and dust inside.
I'm afraid I don't follow all this. What is this queer-looking black hand?
Margot, it's a symbol of something that reaches into the heart of our most civilized places. From the black jungles of Haiti.
It sounds menacing.
It is. This little black hand is a voodoo.
Voodoo?
Yes, Margot. The black magic of Haiti. This little black hand is the calling card of the voodoo. Whoever receives it is marked for death.
Lamont, Miss Ronaldo found the black hand right on this dressing room table, didn't she?
Yes, Margot. And I think...
Oh, I didn't know Miss Ronaldo had visitors.
Oh, she asked us to wait in her dressing room until the performance is over.
I'm Zara, Miss Ronaldo's maid. I came to get the maracas for her next number.
Have you been with Miss Ronaldo long?
6 months. I must go. Miss Ronaldo, wait for the maracas.
Not very talkative, is she?
Did you see the look on her face, Margot, when she saw this little black hand?
Yes. It was either fear or guilt.
Margot, I think we'd better watch the rest of this show from the wings. Come on.
She's giving a magnificent performance, Lamont. No one in the audience would ever suspect that the poor girl's terror-stricken.
Mr. Cranston?
Yes.
Yes, I'm Ralph Henderson, Miss Ronaldo's manager.
How do you do? This is Miss Lane.
How do you do?
How do you do? Louise has told me that you've consented to help her. Frankly, I'm afraid for her. She never was very strong, and this fear that's taken hold of her seems to be undermining her health completely.
Do you know anything about Miss Ronaldo's maid, Zara? She's a native of Haiti, isn't she?
Yes, yes, a very strange girl, full of native superstitions.
Do you have any idea who might have put that voodoo in Miss Ronaldo's dressing room last night?
I've been trying to puzzle it out. You see, I know a bit about Haitian folklore myself. Perhaps Louise may have unwittingly antagonized the natives on her trip to Haiti. And the arm of the voodoo is long, Mr. Cranston.
You mean Zara?
Well, she'd be the most likely suspect. But she seems so devoted to Louise.
Good heavens! A sandbag's fallen.
Get a doctor, quickly.
Has she been hit?
I can't tell. There's so much confusion out there.
Bill, ring down the curtain!
How is Louise, Mr. Cranston?
She's not injured, Mr. Henderson. She just fainted when the sandbag fell so close to her. But she's still unconscious. We'll need some water.
Zara, get some water.
Yes, Mr. Henderson.
I think she's coming out of it.
Here's the water, miss.
Thanks. Here, Miss Ronaldo. Try to swallow a little of this. Oh, there. That's fine.
Charms. She charms.
So what is she talking about?
Shh. I want to hear what you're saying.
Dorms. Quave. Dormstone. Poislet.
It is them! It is them! Mambaleta, Sipa, Sipa! Sipa, Sipa,
what are you gibbering about?
Listen to drums.
A voice. It is Zombie. The voice of the walking dead.
I believe Miss Ronaldo needs quiet. Would you mind taking Zara out with you, Mr. Henderson?
Yes, all right. Come along, Zara.
I wanted to get them out of here, Margot. I think this may be a chance to find out some things we want to know.
Lamont, she seems to be in a trance.
I know. It will help.
What are you going to do, Lamont?
I'm going to try hypnotism. Louise. Louise Ronaldo. Listen to me. You're going to tell me everything. Everything that has frightened you. From the beginning.
Yes, from the beginning. It began in Haiti. We were walking through the jungle one day when...
Oh, Ralph! This Haitian countryside is beautiful.
Yes. Has been fun exploring it. But it's getting dark, Louise. I think we ought to be starting back.
Ralph, you look over there. Those tombstones. Why, it's the native burial ground.
Louise, come back here.
Ralph, come and look at the exquisite trinkets on these graves.
Don't touch them, Louise. Those ornaments are put on the graves by the natives to ward off evil spirits. The natives are very superstitious, and it...
I say, listen. Tom-toms in the hills.
Oh, it's just a ceremonial dance, Ralph. Look. Here's a curious-looking bracelet on this headstone here.
Ah, yes. That must be centuries old. A relic of the old slave trading days.
I want it.
No, Louise, no. Might stir up trouble with the natives.
I don't care. I want it for my collection. I'm going to take
Louise. Better get out of here quickly. There's someone watching us from behind one of those tombstones.
Oh, Ralph, there's no one behind that tombstone. Only under it. And he will never miss the bracelet. That was the beginning. From the moment I took that bracelet from the grave, I had no peace. I did not sleep. And always I hear the tom-tom throbbing. It almost drives me mad. Finally, my husband suggested we cut our visit short and return to this country.
Her husband? I didn't know she was married.
Your husband?
Yes, Ralph Henderson.
Ralph Henderson? Why, that's her manager.
Better go on, Margot.
The trip back was uneventful. The symptoms disappeared. I thought I was cured. After we got here, I began rehearsing for my act. And then it started again.
What started again?
Visions in the night. I would wake and see a figure standing by my bed, pointing at me. And then the drums would begin.
She's coming out of it.
Oh.
Quiet, Parker.
Oh. Where am I? Oh, Mr. Cranston. Miss Elaine.
You've been telling us a very interesting story, Miss Ronaldo.
What did I say?
A great deal. Why were you keeping your marriage to Ralph Henderson a secret?
Oh, did I tell you that? He thought it would interfere with my career if it were known. Please don't let him know I told you.
We'll keep your secret.
One more question, Miss Ronaldo. That slave bracelet that you took from the grave, have you got it with you?
No, it has been missing for several days now.
Could you describe it to me?
I have a picture of it here in my bag. I was going to sell the bracelet to a dealer. I had it photographed so he could distribute copies among his clients. Here is the picture.
It's very unusual looking. Shouldn't be hard to identify.
Lamont, do you think so?
Well, Miss Ronaldo, I think you'll be all right for tonight. And we've got to be running along now. I think if we find that bracelet, we'll have the key to this mysterious affair.
Now, back to the shadow. A sleek black car weaves effortlessly in and out of the city traffic. At the wheel, Lamont Cranston. Beside him, Margot Lane.
You know, Lamont, I'd say that Zara's the most likely suspect. Perhaps one of her ancestors was buried in that grave and she's
no,
out...
No, Margot. I have an idea there's something more diabolical than that behind this case. You see, that sandbag didn't fall by accident. The rope holding it was cut.
You mean someone meant to kill Louise Ronaldo tonight?
I'm not sure, Margot. Anyone might have been under that sandbag when it fell, and the person who cut the rope knew that.
But I don't understand...
It doesn't make much sense, does it?
Lamont, what about the bracelet? If we could find out who stole it...
Yes, Margot. I've been thinking about that. We may be able to locate that bracelet through Joseph Bronson.
Joseph Bronson? Who's he?
Someone the Shadow sent to jail some years ago. He's a dealer in all sorts of strange curios. Charms, bracelets, amulets, mostly stolen. If that bracelet was stolen from Miss Ronaldo, the chances are that sooner or later it'll find its way to Joe Bronson's.
And you think...
I think it's about time the Shadow renewed Joe's acquaintance.
Yes? What can I do for... That's funny. There's no one here. Could have sworn I heard the door open. Who's that?
Have you forgotten your old friend, Joe?
That voice. It's the Shadow.
So you do remember me.
What do you want with me this time, Shadow? I've done nothing.
That little black hand I've just thrown on the counter. Do you recognize it?
No. No. I never saw it before.
Haven't you, Joe? And what about that bracelet you're fingering so nervously? Where did you get it?
A friend gave it to me.
That bracelet was stolen from Louise Ronaldo, the dancer. It's a collector's item, worth a fortune. Worth even murder.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're lying, Joe. Remember, receiving stolen goods is one thing. Murder is another.
Murder? I'm not going to be mixed up in any murder, Shadow.
Then where did you get that bracelet?
All right. I'll tell you, Shadow. Nobody's going to get me to take the blame for a murder. Some customer gave it to me as payment for a job I did.
What job?
That little black hand. This customer asked me to make him another one just like the one I made for Gloria Nelson.
Gloria Nelson. Gloria Nelson died under mysterious circumstances a few years ago. Or perhaps she was murdered, Joe.
Honest, I had nothing to do with it. All
Who
I did...
Who had you make those voodoos, Joe?
It was...
Joe. He's dead.
Commissioner Weston will see you now, Mr. Cranston.
Thanks, officer.
Well, hello, Mr. Cranston.
Oh, hello, Mr. Henderson. Were you just in talking to the commissioner?
Yes, that unfortunate sandbag accident. The police have been conducting an inquiry.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, I hope you're not one of the suspects.
No, I'm afraid my visit here is purely social. The commissioner is a good friend of mine. How's Miss Ronaldo?
Well, Mr. Cranston, I'm afraid her health won't stand up under the strain. You know, her heart isn't too strong.
Oh, why don't you get her to go away for a while?
Yes, I suggested that, but she won't hear of it. Well, I have to get back for the matinee. Goodbye, Mr. Cranston.
Goodbye.
Oh, hello, Cranston. What's troubling you?
Commissioner, I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
Yeah, what is it?
You remember the Nelson case about 2 years ago? I think it was.
Nelson? Oh, you mean Gloria Nelson, the heiress?
Yes.
That's one I won't forget. She was found dead in a home. Someone in the department got the bright idea it was murder. So we investigated thoroughly, but there wasn't anything to that theory. Gloria Nelson died of a heart attack. Oh, what's the favor you're going to ask?
Well, I'd like the name of Gloria Nelson's nearest living relative. You probably have it in the files.
Hey, what's on your mind, Cranston? You haven't found out anything, have you?
Oh, come, Commissioner. You know I have no interest in crime.
Pardon me, Commissioner. Just got this report from the Sullivan Street station. Old Joe Bronson has been found dead in his curio shop, riddled with machine gun bullets.
Joe Bronson, eh? Looks like the underworld is settling accounts again. I think I'd better go down and have a look myself.
But, Commissioner.
Yes?
The file on Gloria Nelson, remember?
Now, Cranston, you can't have it. It's against regulations. You'll find it in that first filing cabinet.
Good old Weston.
Lamont, we've got to do something. Louise Ronaldo only just got through her performance tonight. I never saw anyone so frightened.
Yes, I know, Margot.
Lamont, my door, it's open.
Margot, wait outside here.
Be careful, Lamont.
There's no one here. Come in, Margot.
Now, what on earth? I'm sure I locked the door when I left.
Look. On the chair.
What is it?
A little black satin doll with a dagger through its heart.
But what does it mean?
Another sign of the voodoo, Margot. It means that someone is going to die tonight.
Oh, Lamont.
We've got to act quickly, Margot. Go over to Louise Ronaldo's flat. Don't alarm her, but get her out of the flat somehow. I have an idea we'll find the answer to some of our questions tonight in Louise Ronaldo's flat. Good. Margot's got Louise away. Now to pick this lock. Someone's opening the door.
Help. Help me.
Zara, what's happened? You're hurt.
Mr. Cranston. Hurry. Miss Ronaldo. Miss Lane in danger. Theater. Oh, hurry.
don't think we should have come, Louise.
But you heard the voice on the phone. It said I must come here to the theater at once if I want to end this horror.
I'd like to know who made that call. There's nothing so menacing as a dark, empty theater. Only we could put on a few lights.
No, no, no. The voice said in darkness the terror came, in darkness it must go. It said we must find the center of the stage and wait there.
I don't like this. Suppose it's a trap, Louise. I think we ought to leave at once.
The drums. They're back in my head again. They're following me.
I hear them too. Louise, we're getting off the stage right now.
Oh, the light. Someone has turned a spotlight on us.
Don't move out of the circle of that light.
Who are you?
You'll die here tonight.
Is that the voice? Seems to be coming from up in the scenery loft.
I can't see. The spotlight's blinding me.
Louise Ronaldo. You took the bracelet from the grave. You have violated the sleep of the dead. You must pay with your life.
No! No!
You will die with her, Miss Lane. I am coming down. Down!
No!
You die now.
The light! It's gone out!
I'm afraid you're mistaken, my friend. No one else is going to die tonight.
Shadow. Oh, thank heaven you've come.
Get Miss Ronaldo into her dressing room, Miss Lane.
Yes. Yes, Shadow. I will.
And you can take off that witch doctor's costume, Mr. Ralph Henderson Nelson, and come down. I didn't know you numbered knife-throwing among your many accomplishments, Mr. Nelson. For the last time, are you coming down from that scenery loft?
Why don't you come up and get me?
All right, I will. It's no use, Henderson, alias Nelson. I know the truth. You've been terrorizing Louise Ronaldo, hoping she would die of fright the way your last wife, Gloria, died. Then you'd inherit her wealth.
You can't prove it.
Oh, yes, I can. I've been talking to Gloria's sister.
Ruth! You've been talking to Ruth?
Yes, and she had some very interesting things to tell me.
Oh, she lied, whatever she told you, she lied. Gloria's death was due to natural causes. The police said so.
Gloria Nelson was murdered. You killed her.
No, no, it's not true.
You knew she had a weak heart. You deliberately killed her. And with a series of cleverly planned events that completely terrorized her. Just what you almost succeeded in doing to Louise Ronaldo.
You know too much. Who are you?
Men call me the Shadow.
Well, you won't be a shadow when I get the spotlight focused on you. There. Now I've got the spotlight on you. I'll just swing this beam round until I can see you. Then you'll be a perfect target for my knives. I hear you coming, but I can't see you. By the light's right under you. But I can't see you.
No man has ever seen the shadow. Put down those knives, Nelson.
I can't see you. I can't see you. Under you.
But, Lamont, I still don't understand what made him do it.
You see, Margot, Henderson, alias Nelson, was a psychological murderer who took fiendish delight in literally frightening his victims to death.
How horrible.
His plan was to marry into a wealthy family, then get his wife to sign over her interests to him, and after that to proceed to terrorize her.
But I still don't see... Where does the voodoo come into it?
When he and Louise took that trip to Haiti, it gave him the idea of how to get rid of her. And when she took the amulet from the grave, she was playing right into his hands.
You mean he used her own conscience to frighten her?
Yes, together with a recording of Tom Tom's, a witch doctor's costume, and those voodoos he got from Joe Bronson. Incidentally, Henderson had Joe killed to seal his lips, just as he killed Zara when she refused to assist him further in his plans.
Then Zara was in the scheme, too.
Yes, she confessed just before she died.
Where does that falling sandbag fit into the picture?
All part of Henderson's campaign of fear, Margot.
I see. There's something else. You know, Lamont, you never did tell me what happened up there in the scenery loft with Henderson and the shadow.
Well, naturally, Henderson couldn't see the shadow coming. He must have fallen a victim to his own power of suggestion. Thought the shadow was some kind of black magic. In fact, Margot, it was fear... The very weapon that he'd used on his victims that caused his own death. A fitting ending for a most diabolical murderer.
next week, same time, same station, we bring you another strange and thrilling adventure in the Shadows' daring battle against the forces of evil. Be sure to listen.
As you sow evil, so shall you reap evil. Crime does not pay. The shadow knows.
This feature is produced by Reg Johnston for Grace Gibson Radio Productions, a masterpiece of suspense.